fellow geek brethren, you have come to the right place for all of your gaming, gadgets, technology, anime, video games, comic books, and anything else you can think of. It is GeekSpeak here at SpeakGeekSpeak.com. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, live from Brooklyn, New York, Ian Levenstein. Hey there, everybody. My name is Ian Levenstein, and welcome to GeekSpeak here at SpeakGeekSpeak.com. This is technically episode 40 of GeekSpeak, but it's more like an episode 39.5, as I'm actually planning on having a bit of a vacation. That's right. I've been doing this show basically nonstop for, I'd say a couple months now, ever since this past September, and I've never really taken any time off to sort of refresh my batteries. I've just always sort of charged forward, even on weeks where I wasn't exactly in the mood to record. However, I've got a busy 2 weeks ahead of me right now. This upcoming weekend is Anime Next over at New Jersey at the Meadowlands Convention Center. That is June 16th through 18th. That's this upcoming Friday until this upcoming Sunday. And I'm going to be doing four panels at this convention. And that's really going to be taking up a lot of my time. Also, my girlfriend's going to be in town that entire time, and she's actually going to be in town for the week after that as well. And when she's in town, I like to sort of slack off a bit on my recording, if that makes any sense, so I can spend some time with her and spend some time relaxing a bit, enjoying the summer and catching up on my studies because I've got one class I'm taking. So I think that very well might be what happens in this upcoming 2 week span. If I squeeze in an episode, then so be it. But again, I'm not quite sure if I'm going to be able to. However, I figured I might as well give you guys a nice quick 39.5 episode here, where I go on a bit of a rant. And this rant's been stirring in my brain for a little while now, mostly because a lot of people out there, and I'm not saying that this is everybody, I'm not saying that this is most people even, but there are plenty of people out there who don't give manga a chance just because it's foreign. I'm going to let that sink in for a minute there. Again, I've heard a lot of different reasonings behind why people don't like manga. They say that the story isn't really for them. They say the art is a bit jarring. They say that the plots are presented and then don't really go anywhere. And I'm like, okay, fine. I can sort of see where you're coming from with that. But for the folks out there who, when asked why you don't like manga and you respond, well, it's a very foreign art style, I say, you're kidding, right? Do you know just how many artists out there put their time and effort and frustrations into their work every single day? And you know what? It's not just an American thing. In fact, it's far from it. There are so many wonderful artists out there that get the job done in Japan, in France, in England, in Jamaica even. I mean, come on. Just because something is not from your native land does not mean you shouldn't give it a shot. Because I know that there are a lot of fans of British writers and artists out there, and I know that there are a lot of fans of Latino writers and artists out there. Manga? It's just another medium. I'll understand it if folks give it a chance and then say it's not for them. But way too many people out there read one book and it turns them off for the rest of their natural lives. One book does not make a medium. One book certainly does not even make a collection. You gotta give it a bit of a shot. And I'm not saying that you gotta take the shot all at the same time, even. If you don't like one book of manga, so be it. There have been plenty of mangas that I read that I then put down afterwards and said, maybe not for me. I'll give you an example. A lot of people are fans of Fruits Basket. I myself very much enjoy the Fruit Basket anime. The manga, not so much. Because, well, I've seen it before. It's nothing really new to me. And, well, that's a reason to dislike it. But after reading Fruits Basket, I didn't then say, well, I didn't like this, I'm obviously not going to like any other thing I read that happens to be Japanese. No. I put it down, I let it stew for a bit, then I went and picked up an entirely different book. One that had very little to do with Fruits Basket. In fact, nothing to do with Fruits Basket whatsoever. I went and picked up Hellsing. Because I learned that that particular genre of manga is not for me. So remember, kids, if you don't happen to like one particular type of manga, there's a lot of stuff out there. If you give multiple genres of manga a shot, and then you tell me you don't like it, I'll be able to respect that. But if you read one book or two books and you tell me you don't like the entire medium, well, that's just called not giving something the time of day. Plenty of good stuff out there. I'll recommend some right now. If you're not reading Death Note, definitely try picking it up. I got turned on to Death Note by the guys over at the Comic Geek Speak podcast at comicgeekspeak.com, where I find a lot of the books that I read. Also, Monster, which is actually a surprising book, because if there was one medium I didn't really expect to find in the realm of manga, it's the medical drama. And they combined a medical drama with a suspense thriller that works so exceptionally well. You should be able to find it in any Barnes & Noble or any Borders, or you can find it online somewhere, but definitely, I highly recommend picking up Monster. Some other suggestions here. I've always talked about Hellsing on the show. That's one of my favorites. Samurai Champloo, the very popular anime, is now coming out with a manga series. Devil May Cry 3, the video game, has a very, very good manga that I was very surprised about. They're taking forever to come out with Volume 2, but once that's out, you'll have more of that to come. And just quite frankly, if you're into a specific genre of television, which sort of stems to what we talked about on the last episode, but if you're into any specific genre, you'll be able to find that genre inside of the world of manga. Just give it a shot. I know that it can be very difficult to accept something that comes from another part of the world sometimes, but manga is certainly worth it. If you give it a shot and you don't like it, then so be it. But if you're a fan of comics and you haven't given it a shot and you just write it off as another one of those passing fads, well, it's been around a long, long time, and I frankly do not believe it's going anywhere, especially here in America, because we finally accepted this as a very firm form of comic. And there you go with that. I'll end this episode on that note, as once again, very, very short episode here. I just wanted to let you guys know exactly what was going on. I will be back in 2 weeks, fresh and ready to roll with another exciting episode of Geek Speak. I apologize for this little break here, but I feel it would probably be better for the show as I get ready to do it exclusively from my home, and that way I'll actually be fresh and rested and ready to roll here once again. The email address for GeekSpeak is speakgeekspeak@gmail.com. That's speakgeekspeak@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out those forums over at speakgeekspeak.com/forums. And I'd like to thank Deluxe, Jeffrey Tosser, Pixie Trick, Shonen Samurai, and Zircon for the opening and closing theme for GeekSpeak. You can find their music and a whole lot more over at ocremix.org. And don't forget to vote for GeekSpeak on Podcast Alley. The links are in the show notes. And that'll basically do it here for episode 39.5. I'm Ian Levenstein. Have a great 2 weeks. Enjoy your geek. And I'll see you next time around. Hope you enjoy your little vacation from this podcast. I know I will. Take care, everybody. And thank you to everybody out there for listening to GeekSpeak. You make me want to come back, and that's exactly what I'll do in 2 weeks. Take care, everybody.